This week's Survivor exit interview is just 60 seconds away. But first, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors, and those are friends over at True Car. Because there's something about True Car a lot of people might not know. When you use True Car, they can help you buy a used car as well. In fact, there's over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles. That's just a few less than the number of idles in Survivor 35 that are available from True Car certified dealers nationwide. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers discounts off the list price for used cars and a better buying experience through the True Car certified dealer network. There's over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles that are available from the True Car certified dealers nationwide. You'll see what other people paid for those cars so that you can know what a fair price is and you can feel confident with True Car. You can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing so you can enjoy a quick and easy car buying experience using True Car. You can easily find the new or used car that you want. Best of all, True Car users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. That's a lot of money. I don't care if Christy says it doesn't sound like that much money. It is a lot of money, Christy, all right? So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino back here with our final regular exit interview of 2017. And we're going to be talking with Ashley Nolan, who was taken out of the game at the final six last night. She will join us, and then we will have our final This Week in Survivor History quiz. Last night on the podcast, Stephen Fishback and I got into everything from last night's vote. Thought that was a very fun know-it-alls after the episode, so check that out at robiswebsite.com if you missed any of that. And then a busy couple of days coming up. Jeremy Collins, the winner of Survivor Second Chances, is going to be joining me, and looking forward to catching up with him. So that's going to be on Thursday night. We'll record that. And then we are going to talk with Mike Bloom on Saturday afternoon. So get your feedback questions in for my podcast with Mike. It looks like we have Ashley on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her through. Ashley, are you there? How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very nice to be speaking with you. Ashley, two questions about the tribal council last night. So as far as you knew going into it, were you planning on going through with the vote split before Ben played that idol?
I mean, yeah, totally. I thought that was the only plan there was.
Okay. Well, because we didn't, get to see how it ultimately was going to play out. So wanted to know where your head was at before everything happened. So then obviously Ben plays that idol, which changes everything. We saw Ben saying, all right, well, I'm not going home tonight. He points to Dr. Mike, says, okay, Dr. Mike is the person that we're going to go for there. And then ultimately all the votes, including Ben, go for you. So what happened in between when Ben is saying vote for Mike to all the votes being on you?
You know, at that point, and Ben even said he didn't care who was in the final six with him. He just wanted somebody. So I think at that point, he's just like, well, Ash, like, if you want to stay, we can vote for Mike, but you need someone to come with you. And when it was clear that no one was going to vote with me and then, like, I was the one going home, I can only assume that, because that was a surprise to me, actually, too, seeing that he voted for me last night. That was new to me. But I can only assume that he might as well at that point go with the majority rather than piss someone else off by writing a different name down. You know, who everyone else already just wanted me out, just go with me also. You know, I don't know. I think he was just, me and Ben did have a good relationship a lot of the time out there. So I appreciated anything of him being like, well, do you want to come back to camp with me? Let's get Mike out. But as soon as he saw that no one was coming with me, I think he just figured go with the majority.
Okay, Ashley, let's talk about Devin and what went on there, because I thought that you two were really close out there. You were the beach people, that you were each other's ride or die at that point.
Yep.
But then Devin completely did a 180, completely switched over to go back with Ryan and Chrissy. What happened there?
Yeah. So unfortunately, you know, I thought all those things too. So thanks for that. Unfortunately, I think that So I found out later on that Mike was trying to split up Devin and I, and like unrealistically, he was telling me that Devin was going to vote me out, was going to flip on me. He was telling Devin that I was going to flip on him. Wasn't true on my end. But I guess Devin believed it. And I think that a pivotal moment was when we lost Lauren. We lost Lauren and her extra vote, and our entire alliance kind of crumbled. So I think when Devin saw an opportunity and thought that maybe there was a chance that I was going to flip on him, that he just took the opportunity and went with it. You know, he's like, well, it's better to go with it and be wrong, but at least he has a new alliance, than to stick around with me and basically me do the same thing to him that he did to me.
Now, but would you have done that to him?
Oh, man, hindsight.
Well, now, sure,
now
you probably wouldn't even save him from drowning if he was out there surfing, right?
No, I would. I love him. But, you know, at the time, I don't know. See, it's interesting to me because when we had Lauren around at the loved ones visit, Chrissy made the same pitch to me. Like, come with us. You know, you're in this alliance with these powerhouses. She said, come with me and Ryan. We'll totally flip the game. But at the time, I had no reason to. I had my alliance. I didn't have a reason to do that. But when Devin was pitched the same pitch by Chrissy and Ryan, we had lost Lauren and her extra vote. And, you know, our alliance was kind of crumbling. So the timing of it was, it made sense for him to do that, honestly. And especially because you have Mike in his ear telling him that I'm going to flip on him. But you have two people right in front of him telling him, we won't flip on you, we want you. It made sense. You know, it's a crazy game and it messes with your head. As real as Devin and I's relationship was, as much as I wouldn't have flipped on him, if he's getting enough people telling him that I'm going to, mm-hmm. you're going to believe it, you know, and do what's best for you. So I can't blame him.
Jeff asked you last night if you had a final three. You raised your hand and said you did. Who was your final three?
Devin and Mike would have been an ideal final three.
Okay. So
Devin and Mike, for sure.
Ben obviously was the person who everybody wanted out. Yeah, you know, he was trying to talk to you and you really weren't too interested in what he had to say. But Ben then went back to going to look for the idol, and almost every single person who watched the show last night came away with, why didn't they follow him around? Why not just follow him all day, like when Andrea used to follow around Malcolm in Survivor Caramel? And, did he have a tail and he was able to just get away from it?
You know, like we would say that all the time. Like, you saw that in the morning when Chrissy woke up and he wasn't there. It was like, well, somebody needs to go find him. You know, what's going on? But when he gets up in the middle of the night and does it, it's like, we can only do so much. And I know that's so frustrating watching from home, but it's like, it's hard. The guy's got to go to the bathroom alone at some point, you know, like it's hard. And we go and we do, you know, little confessionals or something. And then his takes extra long and it's like, okay, what's he doing? You know, should we go look for him? Should we not? It's hard. It's really hard to say how he managed to get 5 minutes without us, but that's just part of the game. It's like, when you think someone else is watching him, you should have been watching him.
Can I just ask one other question going back to that tribal council? So if the plan going in was, okay, we're going to put our two votes on Ben and two votes on Mike, and that's what it's going to be, then if Ben potentially had the idol and you guys were prepared for that anyway, why did that ultimately change to you going home?
Well, I think that, so I threw out the idea, okay, we're going to split votes between Ben and Mike. And what I got from that was a pretty half-assed agreement by everyone. They're like, okay, sure, that sounds good. In reality, you know, that was my plan, but in reality, I was the plan B.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Got
like going into it, like they say, if you don't know what the plan B is, you're probably the plan.
Yes. Okay. Because so, maybe Chrissy's plan A might have been A for Ashley, because Chrissy seemed very focused. The whole episode, she's saying, okay, it's either going to be Ashley or Ben from where she's coming from. Why all of a sudden was Chrissy so fixated on you?
You know, I don't know. I think her fixation on me was still secondary to Ben. I do think that. Any one of them would agree that Ben obviously was the bigger threat in the game. So whatever petty issues Chrissy may or may not have had with me. I think we're still secondary to Ben. Mm-hmm. But at this point in the game, I think she was also thinking like 50-50 Ben has an idol. So 50-50, who else do I want gone? And it just was me for some reason.
Yeah.
But I think that was just her plan B, with me.
So if Ben didn't play an idol at that tribal council, do you think that you still would have gotten voted out? Like, was that Chrissy plan going to work, or did things change because of Ben's idol play?
I think that the plan A still would have been Ben, and I would have been there another day for sure.
Okay.
I think any one of them would agree.
Yeah.
That's just what I think. I mean, they show Chrissy coming after me a lot in that episode, but I really just still think that I was her plan B. That'd be dumb of any one of them to keep Ben around over me. He was public enemy number one.
Ashley, can you speak a little bit to, there's been a lot of criticism of Chrissy this season, and a lot of your female castmates in the exit interview came through and said that they didn't think that Chrissy wanted to work with women or was intimidated by strong women and then targeted them. And there's been a lot of back and forth on that. And then we saw Chrissy ultimately targeting you last night. Do you feel like that your castmates are onto something, or it was just a matter of circumstance each time?
Right. They might have been, but as far as, and I might be naive to this because I tend to see the best in everyone, and I think that's a blessing and a curse, but I thoroughly enjoyed Chrissy's company. We got along great as people. Before, when we were on the Heroes together, we were good friends, and post-merge, we never talked game, which is funny to both of us now. Like, we never talked game, but we got along just fine. And people have negative things to say about her as a person. I'm like, I just didn't see it. I thought she was cool as shit, excuse me. But like, I just didn't see that part of it. I think that part of me can say like, oh yeah, I was just the last woman, so she wanted me out. That could have been part of it. But I'm also so easily convincing myself that she had every reason to want me out because we never talked any strategy, because she was with Ryan, I was with Devin. Devin and Ryan had their falling out. So we had just, at that point, drew a line in the sand that did not have us playing together. And so at the loved ones reward, when she put out a line for me to bite and I completely denied it, I think that was her being like, okay, now she does have to go because she's like showing no interest in working with me. And we haven't worked with each other this whole time, and it's getting down to the nitty gritty. I got to do something. Everyone else has at least talked to her a little bit. She's got Ryan. She obviously wants Ben out. Mike's been the floater this whole time, but she sees me and Devin in this really strong alliance that's basically challenging her and Ryan's really strong alliance. So, I mean, it makes sense. It could have been a woman thing, but I really, as far as the game, I like Chrissy, and I think that she made a smart move. I can't hate on her for what she did.
Let's go back to when you and Lauren and Devin and Ben ultimately started your own thing at 9. You guys made that big swing. But then at that next vote, when Joe went home, we see on the episode that you and Lauren are talking about a plan to let's make a big move. Let's take out Ben and let's blindside him. He'll never see it coming here at 8. And then you guys speak to Devin. Could you just take me through why you guys didn't make that move? Because especially in hindsight at this point, looks like that would have been a good shot to take.
I remember at that reward when it was Devin, myself, Lauren, and Ben. When Lauren brought Ben into that alliance, I thought she was nuts. I didn't see that coming, but she just went out and said everything. So I was like, okay, he's part of our alliance now. I think, since he was in, we both just were taking that moment to recognize that he's in for now, but not for long. Like, we both are on the same page and understanding, like, he needs to go sooner than later, but not right now. And the not right now part came in because he was our double agent still. He still was of some contribution to our alliance. Now that we brought him in, let's just keep him in for a minute while he's still being useful. Get Joe out, because Joe wasn't doing anything for anyone. And, use Ben. And, hindsight, we should have got him out at the time, I think that was our thought process. We were just recognizing he needs to go, but maybe not right now that he's working for us.
You know, in the pre-merge, it seemed like that you and JP were very close, even called a power couple by Alan Ball. But then I always assumed that you guys would get back together at the merge, and it seemed like that you guys weren't really on the same side at that point. How come that you and JP didn't seem to be on the same page post-merge?
You know, I think maybe there was a little bit of fear in me and JP both post-merge that... you know, our original hero tribe would see us get back together and be like, and think that that was a bad thing, even though it was nothing to begin with. And Alan was just nuts. I think when Alan was still around, we had to make it so blatantly obvious that we were never alone with each other. You know, we would go out of our way, like, make sure me and JP never got water together, never did anything, never were left alone at camp together, just to make it clear. So I think that that was so set in both of our minds coming back together pre-merge. And JP's not really a strong player, no offense to him, but as far as game-wise and like strategy goes, he wasn't really a forward thinker on that. So I think he just rested with his alliance with Ryan and Chrissy and didn't feel necessary to approach me because he wasn't the type to really approach anything in the game. He kind of let people approach him.
Okay, real quick and last thing, I know you gotta run, can you just give us your reaction to the idol strip search and how that played out in real life?
I mean, they pretty much nailed it. I'm in bed and Ben comes over and is like, I think they're talking about you. I don't know what's going on, whatever, something's up. So I get up and go over there and Alan's just nutty, man. He's just like, I know you have an idol. I saw her hand it to you. Like, I think I handed him like a piece of fruit or something earlier that day or something like that. And that just created this whole scene. And I'm just like, this is day two. And this guy thinks that I'm smart enough to find an idol on day two, but dumb enough to hand it to somebody else on day two. And here he is dropping his pants on day two. I'm like, this game is so weird and so nuts. So like, this is bizarre. Like the fact that, and it was actually scary and like kind of, you know, prepped me for the rest of the game. I'm like, this is all happening 2 days in. Whatever this guy says, if he's convincing enough, people are going to believe it. And that's terrifying. So, you know, perception is reality. And that really taught me that lesson from that point going on.
Okay.
You never know what somebody can say.
Ashley, thank you so much for coming on. And best of luck at the finale this week, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Ashley Nolan, she learned on day two, the game was nuts. And so there you have it, everybody. Fun to talk to Ashley and got some insight into everything going on there at the final five. Okay, next up, we are going to switch gears and we will get into our This Week in Survivor history quiz with Jordan Kalish and this week's special guest, Ali Giancola. All right, everybody, let's get into, for the final time this season, the This Week in Survivor History Quiz. It's been a great season for This Week in Survivor History, the quiz. Coming into this week, I believe it's like a 9-2 record at this point. I'm not sure exactly the specifics of it, but it's gone very well for me with this man all season long. The host of This Week in Survivor History, the quiz, Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. And if you want somebody to that's been keeping track of your wins and losses this season, I don't know if you want it to be me based on some of the tabulating errors I have made. But part of the reason that This Week in Survivor History has been so much fun this season is all the guests that we've had. And our guest tonight is actually somebody who's helped me book some of these people. And we've had a lot of Facebook meetings about who should come on the podcast. And our guest tonight has been responsible for a lot of these.
Okay. Well, Deez, I was going to give you the floor to talk for 10 minutes about Giancarlo Stanton. But since you've brought in the guest, let's get to our guest this week, Ali Giancola. Ali, how are you?
I'm good, Rob. Hey, Jordan. Thanks so much for having me today.
Of course, Allie. Thank you for helping me with, you know, you're like, we got to get Wiggler, we got to get Bloom, we got to get Aubrey. And, you know, we've hit on all these people. So thank you so much. And it is your time to take on Rob this week.
All right. So, Allie, are you up to the task? How would you rate your Survivor history knowledge?
All right. So I was a little bit nervous when Jordan first suggested that maybe I join you guys. But after the last 2 weeks, I feel confident yes. that
you've been playing along.
Yes, that I can at least, you know, exceed expectations that have been set by the prior couple of weeks. So,
okay.
Some shade.
Yeah, I think
a lot of shade.
Well, the weather has turned cold, and so have our answers for the This Week in Survivor History quiz. All right, so we will get to that in just a moment on the final match of the year. But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for the quiz this week, and those are our friends over at CanvasPeople.com, because CanvasPeople.com, they've got the gift idea that is perfect this holiday season for anybody that's still left on your list, because you can take any photo and turn it into a gorgeous canvas work of art. Allie, have you had the joy of using canvaspeople.com yet?
Rob, I'm happy to say that I actually have.
Yes.
I have ordered my very own canvas. We moved into our house like a year and a half ago, and I have not bought any art for the walls at all. And my husband kept giving me such a hard time, so I was finally like, perfect, I will get us a canvas. And now it is the one piece of art on our wall in our den.
Who's in the picture?
Joe Girardi, I think.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah, my one canvas people that's hanging on my wall is an enormous picture of Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. I was going to send you one, Rob, also, but I decided not to.
I would never want a picture of Giancarlo Stanton in my home, but if it was a canvas photo, I would consider it, because canvaspeople.com, over a million satisfied customers and counting. They've got a great offer right now, an 11 by 14 canvas photo, normally $69.99 plus shipping. They said that this is the best deal since the Yankees ripped off Derek Jeter, that you get that for $0 pricing. You just pay the shipping. They're so confident that you're going to love the gorgeous canvas, they'll give you the first one for that special $0 pricing. Get this offer. Go to canvaspeople.com, upload your photo, select 11 by 14 size, and enter the promo code RHAP in the promo code box to get that special $0 pricing. That's canvaspeople.com, promo code RHAP. All right, let's get to the quiz. And for the final time in 2017, Jordan, yes, what are the categories today?
All right. Our categories today are a sticky situation. Yes, there's an Albert question, like a toilet paper in toilets, and John Mission Impossible. And as you guys know, a question answered correctly without using the multiple choice options is 2 points, and you get 1 point for a correct answer if you do hear the multiple choice options. So, Allie, would you? It is your turn to go first as the guest. If you want to trade two bottom tier prospects for Rob, he could go first, and then you also get Giancarlo Stanton. But would you like to choose your category?
I think I'll go ahead and choose. Let's start with. You know what? We're going to have to start with sticky situation.
All right, sticky situation. And we're going to go, you probably were thinking we're going to go to Stanwell and Del Sur here, but we're actually going to Survivor Cook Islands. This is the episode I Have an Advantage for Once, December 14th, 2006, 11 years ago today. After winning the final six reward challenge, in which contestants had to use their bodies to carry the most mud, which led to a very memorable spa day, who did Ozzy send to Exile Island?
All right. So it was the final six, you said?
Final six of Cook Islands, yes.
All right. So it was Yule, Becky, Ozzy, Sundra, Harvardy, and Adam. Who went on that reward? Oh, this was the hot tub one. Yes, this is where Harvardy ended up in the hot tub with Yule and Ozzy. So that left Sundra and Becky, who were in Ozzy's alliance, Adam.
So you're going to go with Adam, final answer.
Final answer, Adam went to Yes, Exile Island.
Allie, very well done. You used the clue of the very memorable spa day in which, yes, Ozzy did go in the hot tub with you and Parvati, and Adam was the one that, you know, they wanted to potentially send out of the game. Parvati ends up getting voted out here, but Adam was sent to Exile Island. You get 2 points for not using your multiple choice. I think that's the first time anyone's received 2 points on a question in like 4 weeks. So congratulations. Very good start. And Rob, it is your turn to choose your category.
Okay, I will go with John Mission Impossible.
All right, John Mission Impossible. This time we're actually going to San Juan del Sur. Let's make a move. December 10th, 2014, 3 years ago this past Sunday. Who did John Mish give his spa reward to at the San Juan del Sur Final Six?
Who did he give his spa reward to?
Lots of spa rewards this week in Survivor history.
At the final six. So I'm trying to remember who was there. And in my mind, I know Keith Nail was there because he didn't want to eat spa food. that was the thing. I remember that Missy was there as well, and I want to say that Baylor was there too, but who he gave the reward to. I will say, for whatever reason, I feel like I'm going to say Baylor.
Baylor, is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
And you guys are both off to a great start. That's another 2 points. Really nice job. It's the challenge where Missy injures her ankle, but yes. Missy is on the winning side. They did win the challenge. She did win it along with Keith, who's hilarious during this whole reward. He's getting the massage that you see his head through the little massage table, which is a really, really funny image from that season. But he gives a reward to Baylor saying that he doesn't really need the spa. And it would be a nice way for her to spend the day with her mom. And of course, he gives a couple confessionals about, you know, how it might look good for the jury. But of course, he ends up getting blindsided in this episode. So it didn't really matter. So,
and if I recall, Jacqueline was not thrilled about that either.
I think she has a confessional where she says she gets it, and she also gets to spend the day with John. But I'm sure she couldn't have been too happy. Her face didn't look all that happy when he gave it to Baylor.
That's right. That's right. And now, because I'm so tight with Missy now from when she was at Know It Alls in Austin, that we're
Know It Alls Austin.
We're
alumni.
So simpatico.
So we are tied 2-2. Allie, it is your turn to choose the next category.
All right. I think I'm going to go with yes, there's an Albert question.
Yes, there's an Albert question. And we are going to Survivor South Pacific. Then There Were Five, which is a really boring name of an episode. December 14th, 2011, 6 years ago today. At the South Pacific Final Five, who does Albert say he'd have the best chance of winning against in the final three?
All right. Say that one more time.
In the South Pacific Final Five, who does Albert say he'd have the best chance of winning against in the final three? And this is the final five, by the way, before Redemption Island, before Ozzy returns to Redemption Island. So it's the first iteration of the South Pacific final five.
All right. So unfortunately, I have watched South Pacific fairly recently.
Don't you love when the questions are, what did this person say?
Yeah.
Well, it's not just what he. I mean, there's a reason. There's reasoning to this question of who would Albert want to sit next to at the end.
I feel like he told Rick. He was with him, but that everybody would like Rick, so he didn't want to take Rick. Brandon, he doesn't vote for Brandon. Brandon gives him the necklace. So I'm thinking he wants to sit next to Brandon. Is it Coach and Brandon?
Coach and Brandon, is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. So Coach is correct. The second person you said was Brandon, which unfortunately, though, is incorrect. It was Rick and Coach. So he does tell Rick in this episode that he would like to go to the end, which actually ends up blowing up in his face because Rick tells the rest of the tribe. So but he does say in his confessional, though, that Coach and Rick are the two people that he has the best chance against. He spends a lot of time talking about how big of a threat Sophie is becoming, even though Coach doesn't believe him. And he also talks about Brandon being a threat as well, who ends up going out in this episode after giving Albert the immunity necklace. But yeah, you are correct, though, that Albert did vote for Sophie in a 3-2 vote there. So you are incorrect on that one. You still have 2 points. It is a tie 2-2. And Rob, like a toilet paper in toilets, is the last question. This is from the same South Pacific episode. Who does Sophie say is in a metaphorical toilet bowl and she has a chance of flushing him down at tribal council?
This one I remember.
Okay. So this is at the Final Five. I don't know it offhand. I'm trying to think of who she could potentially say that to. This is at the Final Five before Ozzy comes back into the game, right?
Correct.
I will not use the choices because you will just give me the other four names of the people that are there. If I'm lucky, you'll give me like a joke answer for the fourth person. So I will say that she is talking about Rick.
She is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
No, she's not talking about Rick. She is talking about Albert. There are actually two Albert questions on this quiz. So Albert is the one who she wants out of the game, mainly because he's gunning for her and going around camp talking about how smart she is. So if Albert didn't receive the immunity necklace from Brandon here, she would have probably at least attempted to vote Albert out. So you get 0 points on this question as well. We are in a tie 2-2, and we're going to go to the final question, the final death match of this season of This Week in Survivor History. So the way that this is going to work, as I'm sure you know by now, as long as you keep getting questions right, you can earn more points on this question. There are four answers. The most that you can receive, the most that either person can receive is 3 points, because each of you get a chance to answer at least once. So I am going to, we're going to go to a couple final tribal councils that have occurred this week in Survivor history. I'm going to make a statement about some of these tribal councils, and then I'm going to give you four options. Two of the options are going to be the two seasons that they may have occurred in. One option is going to be both, and one option is going to be neither. And I think you'll get it once I read you the first category. So since I have four, Allie, you're the guest, so you get to go first. You can choose a number between 1 and 4.
3.
All right, 3. Except for the winner, no finalists receive more than one jury vote. Is this true about Vanuatu, Philippines, both, or neither? Except for the winner, no finalists received more than one jury vote.
Oh, no. All right. All right. We said Vanuatu and
Philippines.
Philippines.
Both or neither?
Let's go with neither.
Neither is incorrect. This is actually true about the Philippines. Lisa and Scoopin each received one vote. Denise received the rest. In Vanuatu, that is not the case. So you can still win this quiz if Rob gets this question wrong, but if Rob wins, he clinches his final win of the season, an impressive record. I don't know exactly what it is, but I think he's won more than he's lost. So Rob, you get to choose a number, either 1, 2, or 4.
Okay, I will go with number one.
Number one, the third place player voted for the winner, Vanuatu, Guatemala, both, or neither?
The third place player voted for the winner. So, I feel like in Vanuatu, I'm pretty sure that Scout would have voted for Twyla. And then in Guatemala, I think Rafe did vote for Danny. So I will say that that happened in Guatemala.
You're saying that that happened in Guatemala. You're incorrect. Rafe was actually the lone vote for Stephanie there. So the answer was neither. And that opens the door for Allie. We are still at a tie, 2-2. Allie, we have number 2 and number 4 available.
All right. Let's go with number 2.
Because he was mad that...
because she didn't take him.
He made a deal with her. It's like, you don't take me if you don't want to. And then she didn't take him.
He released her from the promise.
I think you were going to take me up on that.
Yeah. So I didn't realize I could pick one of the two seasons.
Well, I thought it was 4-4 options.
Sorry that Jordan doesn't do a good job of explaining the rules, Al.
I think I did explain the rules. I said there were 4 options for each question.
It's very convoluted.
I don't think it's convoluted. Why is this convoluted? There's four options. There's a question and 4 options, but it's a multiple choice.
You did say it, and I just missed it.
I think I do a pretty decent job explaining these things.
I apologize.
This isn't a Megan Z situation. This is legit. All right, Allie, you get to choose number 2 or number 4.
Let's go number 2.
All right, number 2. A returning player voted for the winner. Guatemala, Philippines, both, or neither?
Did Penner vote for Denise? I'm going to say yes, he did. So you said Philippines, did you say South Pacific or Guatemala?
Guatemala, Philippines, both or neither.
All right. And I think we just established that in Guatemala, the only vote for Stephanie was Rafe. So that would mean that yes, our returning player, Bobby John, also did have to vote for the winner. So I'm going to say both.
Both is correct. You take a 3-2 lead. Clear,
did Jordan say that Rafe was the only vote for Stephanie? Did he confirm that in the previous answer to this question?
He may have.
Did I say that? Should I throw that one out? Should we go? I don't have an alternate question. Let me see that. I think I did say that.
More controversy. You're like the NFL, Jordan.
Honestly, Rob,
you can't stay out of your own way.
I think just off the air, I think we should let it go and see if anybody notices.
I think we should leave it all in here. All right, let me have my question. Maybe I'll get it wrong.
Let's see what happens. If you get it wrong, maybe, then it's not a big deal. But
okay.
All right.
It's going to be an asterisk like the number four, Cook Islands idol, or like Yule's win.
This is the, yeah, this Rob has the super idol. The winner played on the same tribe for the entire pre-merge. Blood versus water, Cambodia, both or neither.
The winner played on the same tribe for
the entire pre-merge.
Now, does this mean they didn't switch camps?
It means they didn't switch tribes. I'm assuming they didn't switch camps, but it's the name of the tribe.
Okay. So Blood versus Water, and what's the other season?
Cambodia.
And Cambodia. Boy. I believe that happened. I don't believe that Jeremy went anywhere. I believe that Tyson went from one tribe to the other in Blood versus Water. So I would say it only happened in Cambodia.
It only happened in Cambodia. That is correct. Jeremy stayed on the Bayan tribe, even though there were two different tribe swaps in that season. Jeremy went from Bayan to Bayan to Bayan, and Tyson went from Galang to Tadhana. So you were correct, and we have a tie at 3-3. Now
what? Now
in the event
what,
of a tie, do we go to rocks? Do we go to fire? You know what? So I actually don't have a bonus question this week. Usually I do. Almost every other, this is the first one that's ending the tie. I think it's also the first one that I don't have a bonus question. So, do we go to rocks? I think we go to rocks.
How do we pull rocks now?
I'll find let me see. Okay.
Are we pulling marbles, black and white marbles?
Okay, Rob, as you remember, there was one week this season in which we didn't record, and that was the week that you were here in New York for Survivor Know-It-Alls. So
yes.
I'm going to actually, as the tiebreaker, use a question from that week. So this is actually the twist in Survivor Africa from November 8th, 2001, 16 years ago. It would have been yesterday if we were recording then, but now it's like yesterday plus a month. So final question. This week in Survivor history, the first ever, well, not really, the first ever swap occurred in Survivor Africa. Six contestants change tribes. You will take turns naming the contestants who switch tribes. A wrong answer eliminates you from gaining any more points on this question. So, Ali, you will start. There are six people who switch tribes. You have to answer one of them now for a point.
Oh, boy. Who switched tribes? Survivor Africa. Let's see, Did Lex switch tribes?
Lex did go from Buran to Samburu. Woo-hoo! So you have a 4-3 lead. Rob, you need to get this one right.
T-Bird
did go from Samburu to Buran. It is 4-4, and it is Ali's turn.
All right. Did Silas?
Silas went from Samburu to Buran. Ali, you have a 1-point lead. Rob, it is your turn.
Frank
also went from Samburu to Buran. It is 5-5. Ali, it's your turn.
Right. Ethan
started on Buran, stayed on Buran. So unfortunately, you don't get a point there. Rob, you still need to get one right to win the game.
Okay. I could tell you the other two. It was Big Tom and Kelly Goldsmith.
It was big time. And Kelly Goldsmith and Rob, you are the winner.
I had T-Bird on the podcast last week, Allie. It's very top of mind.
Yeah, I wasn't really planning that when I wrote this question over a month ago that you were going to have T-Bird on the podcast. I'm not that clairvoyant, but
I listened to the whole evolution of strategy for Africa.
Yeah, so much scoring this week in Survivor history. It's going to be like the Yankees lineup this year. Rob, you win by a score of 6-5, probably the most points that we had on any of these quizzes. So a great way to end. This was the real Judge versus Giancarlo in next year's Home Run Derby, where I don't really care.
Judge versus Giancola. Yeah. There you go. All right. Allie, is there anything you want people to check out? You want to tell people to follow you on social media?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you want to see my mostly rap tweets, actually, they're mostly about the wand off.
you have any hot takes about the wand off?
No, I unapologetically love the wand off.
Yes.
I love the bad just as much as the good. So, yeah, it is entirely made for me.
Yeah.
And I could not be more excited for the holiday wand off.
Yes, holiday wand off is coming. I'm very excited
for that too. And I've been an unapologetic Shut Up Tim fan for years.
So me I think too, the Jordan. Me too.
For people like me.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I love it. So if you want to follow me on social media, on Twitter and Instagram, it's Allie Giancola. And Instagram, it is almost 100% baby pictures. So if you don't want to see those, do not follow me.
Okay. And then, of course, the unsung hero of the This Week in Survivor History. I guess he's pretty sung hero.
I'm sung.
Of This Week in Survivor History.
Fairly
quiz.
Sung. Fairly yes. Dece.
At Jordan Kalish. Jordan, I also would be remiss to not wish you a happy Hanukkah.
Oh, thank you.
Happy
Hanukkah. Yes, it is the second night. If you're listening tomorrow, hopefully I got some good gift, and I actually did, because from my Secret Santa from Suzette Torres, I actually received a Game of Thrones cooking apron, and I also got a nice knife to use while I'm wearing that apron. And I don't know, she gave I don't know if I'm the right person to give a knife to, but good thank you. I mean, I'm going to use it.
I love Suzette. What a nice gift.
Yeah, I actually got she was my match last year, and I got her an RHAP sweatshirt. So nice, it all comes full circle.
That's all come full circle.
That's great.
There you go. All right. Jordan, thank you so much. We will talk to you next season.
Yes, looking forward.
Survivor 36.
Yeah, we already have some guests planned, and Allie, we'll have our preseason meeting in a couple months.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having me to wrap up the season, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Allie.
All right, take care. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right, there you have it. This Week in Survivor History, the quiz at the end of a very exciting season of the dual season of This Week in Survivor History, the quiz, and one final victory, and always controversy in the This Week in Survivor History quiz as well. So from here, I'm going to get ready to talk with Jeremy Collins that, you know, I do these interviews at all different points during the day. I sort of like keep my day free based on the guest availability. Sometimes I record the interview like immediately after I do the exit interview. And other times, like today, I'm actually doing it in the evening on the East Coast time. So if you have questions for Jeremy and you want to email them in, you still have time for that. Survivor@robiswebsite.com. Assuming you were listening to this at some point in the middle of the day on Thursday, and then plenty of time to get your voicemails in. I think that this should be a very fun feedback show with Mike Bloom coming up this weekend. Email survivor@robiswebsite.com. Call us 323-282-RHAP or leave us a message on our voicemail inbox at robiswebsite.com/voicemail. And again, doing any holiday shopping coming up, you can go ahead and use our link, robiswebsite.com/gifts. We've got the wand off coming up on Sunday this week. Just a little bit of a heads up that Josh Wigler and I are going to record on Sunday. So you're going to need to get those wand off entries into us a day early as well. And then also a holiday wand off is coming up as well. We'll record that as the day after the finale. So be on the lookout for that. So very busy week and time is in Rob is a podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying it all as much as I am. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say in the comments on social media. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Ashley's dad, Terry Bradshaw, in a wig. For the football season, he found another gig. Hey, Jeff, can't you see? You spoke to him about Jimmy
Johnson.
I know I might be wrong, but he deserved the wand-off song.